Father Chris Aylar joined us last week as we began a series of interviews on the sacraments. His new book is Understanding the Sacraments, God's Grace Guaranteed. Father Aylar is with the Mary and Fathers of the Immaculate Conception as we begin with this first sacrament of baptism. Good morning, Father Aylar. Thanks for being with us again.
Thank you again. Nice to be back.
Father Aylar, at Mass, it is a wonderful weekend when we get to celebrate, along with young parents, a baptism, or sometimes it's older children, or on Easter Vigil, these are adults receiving this gift. It is baptism. Why is this one the important one that makes all the other ones relevant?
Yeah, and so it's really the first of the sacraments of initiation, along with confirmation and the Eucharist. But, you know, I personally believe that the world is in the mess that it is today because we're not baptizing our babies. The average age of the world leader today is between 45 and 60. That's exactly when we stop baptizing our children. The world leaders today are not baptized. And when you're not baptized and given the grace of the theological virtues of supernatural faith, hope, and love, you're wide open for attacks by the evil one. And so baptism is this baptismal rite is not just, again, as we said last week, not a symbol of grace. It's the effective cause of grace. And so baptism is important because it confers that first sanctifying grace and the supernatural virtues, as we said, of faith, hope, and love. People think, oh, well, you know, I love ice cream, or, you know, I love football, or I love my friends. You can't love on a supernatural level without baptism. You can love on a natural level. Like I said, I love watching Detroit Lions football, but I can't say that I can love on a supernatural level without this grace. And so not only does it do that, but it takes away original sin. It takes away all personal sins, so you're spotless. You're like a newborn baby, and that's what allows the other sacraments, because everything's cleaned up, even the punishment. And it's the grace to allow us to share in the divine life of God, because now we become adopted sons and daughters of God. We're not part of his family. And when we were born, we don't want to be carrying around this ball and chain of this original sin. And so, parents, please baptize your baby. You know, I find it interesting that people always say, well, I'll let them grow up to be 18 and then they can make the choice.
Right.
Well, first of all, you wait to 18, that they're not going to get baptized. That's the first thing. And that's going to be on your moral culpability. And secondly, did anybody ever say when their child was born, I'll let them grow up to be 18 to decide if they want to be a member of our family or not? No. The second that the mother learned of her pregnancy and the father learned of it, that baby was a member of their family. And so, this child is also a member of God's family. We don't wait for the child to grow up to be 18 to say, you know what, okay, mom and dad, I've decided I want to stay as part of the family. No, I mean, this is crazy. And so we're leaving our children with original sin. It's got to be removed. And it does save you. You know, people say, well, baptism is just a symbol. No, baptism with the grace of God coming from God saves us. Well, no, it doesn't, Father. Yes. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21 says, baptism now saves you. Not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus. I think it's Mark 16:16 that says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. And then John says this. John 3:5, he says, Jesus answered, truly I tell you, well, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. And so, we need this. There's no doubt that the early Christians practiced infant baptism. There's no question. No Christian objections to this came until the Reformation. And so, Paul said, I baptized the whole household of Stephanas, and Peter declared in Acts chapter 2, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. And he said, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this promise is for you and your children. So, yes, we got to pass that message out there. Baptize those babies.
Oh, and, just for me personally, it's when they make that little squawk or that little discomfort and then just that noise that fills the church. That is a true blessing for a community mm-hmm. to watch and be present as babies and infants are being baptized. So, yes. Father Ehlar, though, you're using some terms like original sin. Mm-hmm. Many parents would hold their infant child and go, what on earth? There's nothing this child could have possibly done to inflict mm-hmm. sin upon its soul. But you're talking about original sin. Please make the difference known for us, for people who are listening.
God tells us in Scripture that, sin does pass on generation to generation. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to go to hell for the sin of your father. But what that means is that some of the struggles that we had of the past because of sins can be passed down to us. And the biggest of all is original sin. This has been passed down to us from the beginning of time, and it always will be. And this is what concupiscence is, our tendency to sin comes from this original sin. And so... we have to understand that we need this to be saved. When somebody says, have you been saved? Say, yes, I've been baptized. I'm now an adopted son or daughter of God, and now I have to stay, in that family. I don't want to alienate myself. And so original sin is something that every soul has needs to be cleansed, needs to be washed away, because we're broken. If it's not cleaned up, we'll remain broken. And so, it's no fault of our own, but it's the human condition. It's the brokenness of the human condition. It needs to be cleansed as soon as we can.
And Father Ehlar, with just a couple of minutes left in our time this morning, so we understand baptism properly, there is a form and there is a matter. Remind our listeners what those things are and why they're important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, form and matter are done by Christ in every sacrament in the Bible. And with baptism, form and matter are very important. Now, matter is what is used. So like form and matter for communion is the bread and the water. I'm sorry, the bread and the wine. What is the matter for baptism is water. So you can't have a valid sacrament. Just like Jesus, when he healed the blind man, he could have just said, you're healed. No, he put the mud on the eyes and his spittle and then said the words, you are healed. The form is the words. The matter is the material use. So in baptism, the matter is the bread. In baptism, the matter is the water that washes away the sins. And the form is the priest saying or deacon, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it has to be that. It can't be the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier. It has to be that Trinitarian formula. And that's because Christ spoke it. Baptize, go, and baptize all nations. Making disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we have to do it exactly as Christ said. And that's the beauty of the rites of the church.
And that is the beauty of the sacrament baptism, this first one that starts us on this journey into our Catholic faith. Father Ehlar joining us today. Your book is Understanding the Sacraments. Please tell our listeners where they can get a copy for themselves.
Yes, it helps us the most if you visit shopmercy.org. That's one word, shopmercy.org. You can get a copy there, or if it's more convenient for you, it is available on Amazon. So we hope that you will get pick up a copy for yourself or a loved one.
Well, thank you so much for that. And Father Aylar, I absolutely encourage all of our listeners to pick up a copy for themselves. Father Chris Aylar joining us today, his book, Understanding the Sacraments. To make it easier for our listeners, I'm going to put a link that'll get you right to their webpage. You can purchase a copy for yourself, and you'll find that link on today's podcast at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.